With the economy the way it is, you may be working with a smaller budget for this year's Christmas gifts, so it pays to be creative. Here's a suggestion. Spectrum, the magazine for the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, has published its annual Techie Gift Guide. Now, it's true, some of the items are expensive, but you probably can afford quite a few of them. This past week, we traveled to Spectrum's offices in New York to see some of the more unusual gizmos that made this year's list.
My name is Susan Hassler. I'm the editor-in-chief of IEEE Spectrum Magazine, and we are right now in the executive offices of the magazine at 34th and Park Avenue in New York City.
How many gadgets did you have to go through to come up with your list of the best ones?
There is this deluge of objects that comes out, and they're all kind of bright and shiny. And so obviously we want to get a cross-selection here, some things that are fun and some things that are a little bit more serious.
What do we want to see first?
Well, why don't we talk with Errico about his new pet, the Robomower.
Hi, I'm Errico Gizzo. I'm one of the editors with Spectrum. This is Robomo. It's a robotic lawn mower.
It sort of looks like a suitcase on its side. It's green.
It looks like a giant green turtle, maybe, with wheels.
Yeah.
How it works is you take this wire and you peg it around your lawn with these little pegs. So you create a perimeter and you put the robot inside the area and press the go button. And that's it. You can go drink your beer. With a manual controller, you can just drive the robot around wherever you want. I can turn on the blades if you want. If you just keep your feet away. You can even run the robot at night and your neighbors won't call the cops.
How much does it cost?
This unit costs $1,800. And you can buy online and at several home and garden retailers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Sally Ady, and I'm the guardian of the flying objects. This is my favorite toy. I think it's the only one of its kind that actually flies by flapping its wings.
Now, it looks like a fly.
Sort of a bat moth, I would say.
A moth, yeah, okay. It's got clear cellophane
wings.
And a little tail.
Mm-hmm. This
little
one
red
is radio controlled.
Yeah, and this is the control station.
Yeah, it
kind of looks like a video game
absolutely.
Console.
So then when you turn it on, its eyes flash.
Oh, the eyes light up, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it really wants to escape. All important question, how much does this one cost?
This one is between $40 and $50.
And what's the official name of this?
It's the iVamp.
The iVamp.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
I'm Phil Ross, Senior Editor, IEEE Spectrum.
Phil, we're in the employee kitchen, and you're going to show us another little gadget?
What this is a little LED attachment that you put onto the aerating part of your water faucet. The version we have has two colors, an LED that glows in blue and one in red. The blue represents cold water. The red, hot water.
What a beautiful blue.
It looks better at night.
Oh, it just turned red. Man, I can see someone using a lot of water just to watch those lights. How much does this cost?
Oh, this is about $12 or something like that.
You like your job, Phil?
Yes. They pay me to play with toys, so you don't have to.
There is one item that is not here, a submarine.
Yes, we have a submarine. You too can have one for $130,000. And if you want to have one with a friend, you'll have to wait, and there's a $190,000 model that's coming right up. And Sally Ady can talk to us about the submarine.
It's called the Sequester I. It's made by U-Boat Works. Do you remember the Jetsons car,
sure.
The one that flies?
Yeah.
It's got the big bubble, this glass bubble. This is kind of like that. You just get in, and then you're just surrounded by the ocean on 360 degrees.
Kind of was hoping for a ride in the East River with the submarine, but I'll wait till next year. Save up my money, get that double one. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Happy
Thanks
holidays.
For coming.